Thank you, and good evening from Ava, Missouri. And we are up in the rafters tonight to bring you the SCA Conference Contest between the Ava Bears and the Willow Bears. It's the Blue Bears against the Maroon Bears tonight in Ava, as the Bears look to pick up their second conference win of the season, taking on Ava, which has been an improving. Jim Hardy, you know about more about them than I do, but I guess they are on the improve, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say so. They've got four wins this year, which at first glance doesn't look terribly impressive, 4-16, but it's the way they've played people, and lately they picked up a couple of pretty quality wins. They beat Hollister and Gainesville back in December, and Gainesville's a good team, beat them by 11. And then just looking through their schedule, of course, they play in the blue and gold tournament. They play tough competition, just like the Bears do. Picked up a win against Reed Spring, and then just recently beat Kabul last night, as a matter of fact, 79-73 at Kabul. And that Kabul team's got a really good record, scoring 79 points on them, and they've had some other close calls. Only lost to Liberty by 11. It's a really good Liberty team. So from what I can gather, this is an Ava team that, again, they've got a good young coach as well, and Riley Jenkins, who we remember from his Norwood
playing days.
And he and Coach Forrest are good friends. But this is a team that battles, and they've got a lot of their football players, very physical team, so maybe not as quick and skilled as the Bears are, but they make up for it in just determination and hard work. They've got another Dalton. Isaac Dalton is a junior now, the 6'3 junior for the Ava Bears. He's their leading scorer, and really the offense flows through Dalton, so he's the guy that the Bears will have to take care of tonight. But you know, I'm sure Ava's going to want to get this into a kind of a slowdown game, play a lot of half-court sets, and the Bears are going to want to speed it up, much like they did against the Salem Tigers last Friday in what was maybe one of the Bears' better-looking wins, not necessarily a tremendous opponent in the Salem Tigers, but the Bears certainly were clicking on all cylinders. And so both teams coming into this game after getting maybe their best win of the year.
Well, yeah, I didn't see the Ava-Kabul game, of course, but the Willow-Salem game, the Bears actually, I thought, played one of their better games of the year, or if not the best, against a very talented Salem team. Their outside shooting was just on fire. They had a kid that shot 7 threes in the game, but yet the Bears handled them really well, and I was especially impressed with the handling inside that the Bears had against a very tall Salem Tiger team, and Braxton Wilbanks just did a great job inside on Friday night, and hopefully he could have some more success like that tonight.
Yeah, Coach Forrest talked a lot about Braxton after that game, and he's kind of the missing piece for this team. When Braxton is able to do what he's capable of, as he did on Friday, all of a sudden that opens up Jason Colby to be a little not force things and just play into their style of basketball. And finally, the Bears had that third scorer that they've been looking for, and really had a good game from everybody on Friday.
Right.
And saw the return of Brody Thompson to help out. So just a good night for the Bears, and they hope to keep it rolling. This is the first of three games this week for the Bears. They've got Mountain Grove on Friday in a rematch from an early season game that the Bears won against the Panthers in the Stratford tournament. So the Panthers will be at Willow Friday looking for some revenge. And then Saturday is a makeup game for the Bears, another good team, the Gainesville Bulldogs. And again, the Bears are going to have to go on a long road trip down to Ozark County again to play the Gainesville Bulldogs. So big week of basketball for the Bears. But if they can win out this week, they'll be back to 500, 9-12 on the year. And that's a tall order, but capable of winning three in a row and getting back to that 500 mark before the end of conference play next week.
Yeah, we've only got one more week after this, and the regular season will be over. And we'll be headed for districts, which are going to be in Houston this year. So, and we're in a totally different district than we've been in a while. So we'll talk about that later.
All right, we're getting ready for the national anthem. Do want to congratulate the Lady Bears. Picked up a win over Mansfield last night, 74-51. Chloe Jones had 42 in that game as the Lady Bears improved to 13-9 They'll be taking on the Norwood Lady Pirates tomorrow night. It's a rescheduled game on Wednesday at Mumford Gym, and that will be Varsity First at 6 o'clock. We'll pause for our national anthem. Come back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Hey, welcome back to Bear Basketball. It is truly Bear Basketball tonight. Bears against the Bears. And with our starting lineup, the play-by-play, here's Marty Smith. All right, for the home Ava Bears, the Blue Bears, they will start number 2, 6'3 senior Frank Bessie. Number 10 is 6'3 junior, the leading scorer for the Ava Bears, Isaac Dalton. Number 22 is 6'3 junior Jackson Donley. Number 32 is 6'3 junior Pate Parrott. And number 33 is 6' senior Roby Henry. Henry, Merritt, Donley, Dalton, Hesse for the Ava Bears. For the Willow Bears, typical starting five, Braxton Wilbank, Chase Rogers, the two juniors, sophomore Colby James, senior Aiden Stewart, and freshman Brady James on the floor. Bears in their road maroons, Davis in their home white. There's the whistle. We're ready to go from Douglas County. Willow wins the tip, and we're underway. Jace Rogers will walk it across midcourt for the Willow Bears. He'll take a quick three and buries it. Jace Rogers starts it off with a three, and the Bears are up 3-0.
Left him wide open.
Dalton brings it into the front court. The offense will flow through Isaac Dalton. Top of the key, picks up the dribble, pass tipped by Colby James. Colby in traffic, ahead to Jace, layup missed. Rebound Ava. Dalton brings down the rebound. Brings it across midcourt. Throws it right side for Donley. Donley has to go through his hands, out of bounds. Turnover on Ava, and it'll be Willow Ball.
Two possessions, two turnovers by the Ava team.
They're going to want to put a lot of pressure on the ball and try to speed Ava up. Ava's going to try to slow it down. So far, the Willow game plan is working. Rogers to the left side, swinging around the horn to Brady James. Cross court to Rogers, fakes the three, dribbles in, pull up, jumper in and out. Good shot, just wouldn't go. Rebound Ava. Ava could have the advantage in the boards, although Wilbank can help the Bears. Ava gets it into the paint, says she has to spin it back out. And they'll get it to Dalton up top. Dalton's the logo. Looking down Rogers. Bears in a zone defense. They'll throw it down low to Pesci. Reverse layup is good. And Ava's on the board. 3-2. Willow lead. 6:30 left to go first quarter. Rogers into the corner for Stewart. Back up top to Colby. Colby looks at Wilbank. Puts it on the floor. Gets it to Brady into the corner for Rogers. Jace has triggered the Bears early. They give it back to Colby. Colby in front of the bleachers. Takes off. Hands it back to Rogers. Jace to the free throw line. Sends it to Stewart. Right side for Brady James. Brady looks underneath. Bounces it back to Jace. The 3-2 zone of Ava. Frustrating the Bears here a little bit in the first quarter. Colby gets loose into the paint. Big jump stop. Floater goes down. And Willow goes up 5-2. 2 minutes in. Dalton walks it across midcourt. 3-2 zone for the Bears. Donley in the corner. Bounce it back up top to Henry. Dalton long three. No good off the back of the rim. Stewart's there for the rebound. Colby sends it ahead to Jace. Rogers goes baseline. Brady James open three in the corner. Short. Rebound comes out long to the Ava Bears. Good look. Wouldn't go. Ava brings it back the other way, trailing by three. May have gotten away with a travel. Dalton loses it. Falls down. Brady James picks it up. Ahead to Rogers. Jace with the layup. And the Bears go up by five. Timeout. Ava. 5:21 left to go first quarter. Willow off and running with a 7-2 lead. Back in 30. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.521 left to go first quarter. It's a 7-2 Willow Springs lead. Ava has the ball, and we're back to action.
Dalton brings it across midcourt. Bears set up their zone defense. To Donnelly, back to Dalton up top. He'll bounce to the right side. Get it right back. Dalton to the left wing for Henry. Back up top to Dalton. Looks inside. Then he'll go right wing for Merritt. Left side for Henry, right back to Dalton. Davis trying to find some offense. They get it inside to Pesci on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. Back to Donnelly. Work it up top to Henry. Fires it back to Pesci in the paint. Put it up. Missed it too hard off the back of the rim. Stewart with a good board on the baseline. Fires it ahead to Colby. Across midcourt. Colby to the right side. Now brings it top of the key. 4.5 minutes left to go first quarter. Willow by five. Brady James left side. Into the corner for Stewart. Back to Brady on the baseline. Bounces it out to Rogers in the corner. Jace to Wilbanks up top for three. It's short. Rebound. Stewart put it up and in.
Oh, good job by Stewart there. He was. There were two other Ava Bears right there, but he took it away from them.
About half a quarter, no fouls yet in this game, and I probably should have just kept quiet. Both teams playing zone defense. Not a lot of early contact. Ava works it around the arc. Get it to Dalton on the left wing. Dalton up top. Of course, the little brother of the Dalton that was so good for Ava. Three-pointer is good. Just pulled back for three, and Dalton gets Ava back to within four. Andrew Dalton, his older brother. This is Isaac. Their father, Aaron, had a great career as well. Rogers in the corner. Colby on the left wing. Turnaround jumper is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Ava. Ava with a chance to make it a one-possession game. They'll bounce it left side for Merritt. Swing it right wing for Henry. Puts it on the floor. Looking for some help. Dalton in the corner for three. No good off the back of the rim. Pesci there with the rebound in the paint. Give it to Dalton, and there's our first foul. On the floor, Ava will take out of bounds on the baseline with 3:06 to go for a quarter. Willow up 9-5. Willow has a 9-2 lead.
Aiden Stewart picks up the foul. Whistles blow again.
Quick substitutions or some late substitutions. Grant Swadesh comes into the game for Ava.
Freshman.
Donnelly will come out. Swadesh will inbound, and it's taken away by Stewart. Stewart played a good first quarter. 3 minutes to go first quarter. Bears by four. Colby on the right wing. Up top to Jace. Head fake. Back to Colby. Colby puts it on the floor. Back to Jace up top. Gets loose to the left side. Into the corner for Brady James. Three-pointer is short. Rebound comes down long to Swadesh. Throws it away. Wilbanks has it in the paint. Braxton puts it up short. Off the contact. No whistle. And Ava's got it back. Bears have got gold. Ava trying to take advantage of it. Pass goes off the leg of Brady James out of bounds. It'll stay with Ava in front of their student section. They'll split their multitude of cheerleaders. Get the ball in here on the sideline. Swadesh inbounds to Dalton with 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Dalton with the logo. Throws to Merritt. Left side for Henry. Henry's pass. Tips again. It's going to go back court, but I'm going to say the Bears touched it. Dalton will go back, retrieve it, takes it the other way. Leaves it for Swadesh up top. Swadesh bounce pass right side for Merritt. Now they go left side for Dalton. Ava works it around the arc. Dalton has it on the left wing. Up top to Henry. Lob it to Swadesh in the corner. Bounce it to Pesci on the baseline. Lays it up and in. Good move by the senior. 6'3", Frank Pesci. And Ava's back to within two on a 5-0 run late in the first quarter. Rogers at midcourt, hands it off to Stewart. Sends it over to Colby, into the corner for Brady. Bounces to Rogers. Jumper is off the mark. It sticks in the rim, and that'll be Ava ball. Bears, Ava daring Willow to shoot from the outside, and those were falling early, but they've gone cold lately.
Brady James 0 for 2 from beyond the arc, and
got to get Brady going.
He's a better shooter than that.
Minute and a half left to go first quarter. Ava with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Henry gets it into the front court, gives it to Swadesh. Swadesh picks up the dribble. Bears coming out a little more pressure on the ball. They tip it on the baseline, and they tip it off of an Ava Bear off Donley. It'll be Willow Ball. The Ava fans groan, but I think that's the right call.
That is the sixth turnover in the quarter for Ava.
But only a two-point lead
for
Willow.
Willow's been gone cold shooting.
Minute to go, first quarter. Rogers at midcourt. Colby on the right side. Into the corner for Wilbank. Back up top to Rogers. Looks underneath. Gives it back to Colby. Spots for three. It's short. Gets his own rebound. Goes baseline. Throws it up, hoping for the foul, and he got it. And Colby will go to the line.
Not much.
Shooting two.
Not much chance of making that
shot.
No,
not at all.
But he did go up with it, so drew the foul.
Behind the backboard, there was no chance he was making the shot, but all you got to do is be in the act of shooting.
Swadesh gets the foul for Ava.
Coach Jenkins arguing that call as a free throw is missed by Colby. Wilbank out. Thompson comes in for the Willow Bears. Colby's second free throw is good. Rims in. It's 10-7 Willow. Dalton brings it back across midcourt. He'll leave it for Merritt. Right side for Swadesh. Looks at Dalton. Gives it to Merritt. Left side, Donley for three. He got it.
Jackson Donley ties the game at 10 apiece.
There's that 9 points in the first 4 minutes and one in the next four. We're tied at 10. Willow into the corner. Get a baseline for Stewart. Stewart traps back out to Colby James. Colby, long two, won't go. Rims out. Here comes Ava looking for the lead with 23 seconds to go first quarter. Donley across the timeline. Met by Rogers. Donley picks up his dribble. Fires it left side for Henry. Back up top to Merritt. Donley. Head fake. His pass tip stolen by Colby James. Going to go coast to coast for the layup. And Willow back in front by two with 2 seconds. Half quarter is no good, but just no good by Isaac Dalton. We'll go to the end of the first quarter with Willow leading Ava 12-10. Back in 60, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Second quarter getting underway with the Bears leading the Bears. Willow leading Ava 12-10. Bears have the ball, and we're underway.
Willow had a 9-2 lead, but went cold shooting the ball, hoping to heat back up as we start the second quarter. Willow with the ball. Colby James at the top of the key. Rogers now on the left side. He'll put it on his hip. Look over his option. Give it to Thompson in the corner. Up top, Colby. Goes free throw line. Pull up jumper. Good. Colby heating up, and the Bears go back up by four. Isaac Dalton brings it across midcourt for Ava. Ava off a big win against Kabul last night in Texas County. They get it to Pesci, to Dalton in the paint. Dalton to the basket, missed it. Wilbank with the rebound for Willow. Ahead to Colby, across the timeline. Colby, as that looks like he just wants to go, but he'll spin it over to Rogers, who will fire a three. That's off the mark. Colby jumps in for the rebound, and they're going to get him for a foul. A hard time with that.
Tough one to take there.
He skied in, took the rebound away, and they give him a foul.
There we are at Ava.
And we do have a really good vantage point from up here.
Yes, in the
pros
it's
not really where we want to be, but it was a good vantage point for that play. Ava with the ball. It's only our second foul of the game. Dalton on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. He'll spin it back to Donley. Donley at the free throw line picks up the dribble. Back to Dalton. Dalton goes baseline. Sends it back to Donley. Right side for Swadesh. Donley up top. He can shoot a three. Rogers out to defend him. Gets it into Pesci. Pesci lost it. Kicks it back out to Swadesh. His pass tip. Pesci's got it in the corner. Henry may have gotten away with a carry there. Back to Donley at midcourt. Donley to Swadesh on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. Back to Dalton. Ava taking a lot of time here trying to find a shot. They go to the corner. Swadesh dribbling with his left. Tipped by Brady James. Dalton back to get it. Sends it to Swadesh in the corner for three. It is no good. Great block out by Rogers. Jace comes away with the rebound. Ahead to Brady. Brady splits the defense. Pull up jumper is no good. Wilbank with the board. To Rogers. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound Ava.
Wow.
Bears with opportunities, but no points.
Shooting percentage is way down.
In the corner, Donley for three. No good off the back of the rim. Colby James with the rebound. Willow leading by four. Colby in traffic to Brady for three. Off the mark. Rebound Wilbanks. Hands it to Rogers. Rogers to the basket. Forces one up. Lots of contact. No whistle. Ava with the rebound.
They're not going to call a whistle on this end, are they?
No. Swadesh in the corner. Bounces it to Pesci on the baseline. Pesci has it taken away by Colby James and fouled. No whistle as Ava tips it out of bounds. Henry was the last guy to touch it. Letting them play here in Douglas County.
Yeah, they are.
Bears will inbound, leading the Willow Bears, leading by four. Low-scoring game. Willow had a 9-2 lead in the first 4 minutes, but since then the scoring has been slow for both teams. Brady James on the baseline, bounce it back to Stewart. Stewart up top to Colby. 3-2 zone, still by Ava. In the corner, Stewart back to Colby at midcourt. Sends it to Rogers. Into the corner for Brady James. Bounces to Jace. To Stewart. Stewart attacks. Fires to Brady. Brady. Into the paint. Puts up a runner. Won't go. Rebound Ava. Down the floor to Donley. Donley. Out to Dalton. For three. Got it. Can't leave him open. The 6'3 junior with the three. It's a 1-point game. Coach
Forrest. Donley or Dalton?
We'll take a timeout. That was Dalton for three. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
We're nearly halfway through the second quarter, and the Willow Bears have 2 points in the second quarter. That's all. But they still lead by one.
Halfway through the second quarter. Colby will walk it across midcourt. Met by the Ava zone. Rogers back up top to Colby. He'll backpedal. Now attack to the free throw line. Spins it out to Stewart for three. No good off the back of the rim. And the Bears cannot buy a basket on this end of the floor. Dalton across the timeline. Ava looking for their first lead of the night. Pesci on the baseline. Back up top to Henry. Henry. Goes left side, tips it off the foot of Stewart, out of bounds. It'll stay with Willow. Willow's defense has been good, Ava, with 13
yeah.
points. But, unfortunately.
Well, they've forced a bunch of turnovers, too.
Yeah.
Still, they just can't get anything going on the offensive end.
Good game plan. Shots are just not falling. Henry takes the inbound pass. Dribble to the top of the key, throw it to Pesci, underneath over Wilbanks, put it up, missed it, Braxton with the rebound. Ahead to Rogers. Rogers. Into the corner for Brady James. Brady to Jace on the baseline, put it up and in.
Oh, finally.
16-13, Willow. Ava's managed to slow things down, and that's the way they want to do it. Swadesh's pass tipped by Wilbanks. Brady comes away with it. Ahead to Rogers. Layup is missed. Rebound tip. Ava's got it. Willow struggling with even good opportunities, but they strip it in the paint off of Dalton. Ahead to Colby. Lays it up and in.
Barely.
Willow back up by five with 3 minutes left to go in the first half. Isaac Dalton into the front court. Into the corner. Three ball by Merritt is good. 18-16. Willow by two.
Now that's where they're getting their points. They're beyond the arc. They have four trays.
Ava back to within two. Willow with the ball. Brady James with the logo. Bounces it to Rogers. Rogers will dribble up back top of the key and give it to Colby. Colby. Two guys on him as soon as he gets close to the paint. Fires it to Stewart. Back out to Rogers. Up top. Colby to the free throw line. Back to Rogers on the left side. Back to Colby. Free throw line. Jumper good. Good ball movement. Colby with the finish. Bears back up by four. 2 minutes left to go second quarter. Swadesh in the corner for Ava. Milbanks comes out to guard it. Gets it away to Dalton. Merida stops. Fires it left side, pass tips, and they're going to call a foul on Wilbanks. I think that's only our third total foul of the first half. All right. It's only the second in the quarter, and there was just one in the first quarter.
Well, Ava has one foul, period, for the whole game.
And we have a minute 45 left to play in the half. Merritt's wide open for three. Nobody saw him. Somehow it's an air ball, and Willow comes away with it.
He was shocked. He didn't have anybody on him.
Colby on the other end, wide open, three. Missed it. Rebound tip. Dalton has it. Runs it across midcourt. Dalton will not slow things down, wait for his teammates to catch up. Gets to the free throw line, bulldogs his way in, and draws the foul. This thing was on the floor, and Ava will inbound on the baseline. Minute 30 left to go first half. Willow by four.
Jace Rogers picks up the foul, his first.
Nobody in foul trouble.
No, especially on Ava.
Yeah.
One foul for the whole game so far.
I incorrectly predicted how this game would go. When we come here, typically there's a lot of fouls and the whistles blow pretty freely, but not tonight. Ava will inbound on the baseline. Swadesh will trigger. So for his options, looking for Dalton. Against the Pesci, who finds Dalton at midcourt. Dalton goes right side. He'll bounce it right wing. Dalton up top. To the left side, into the corner, as Ava works it around the arc. Nearing a minute to go, get it into Pesci, right block, lay it up and in. Good ball movement.
Pesci with a good basket,
and it's a two-point game. Willow led by two at the end of the first quarter. They lead by two with a minute left in the second. Stewart in the corner to Brady. Back to Colby. Colby gets to the free throw line in the corner. Brady James looks inside, fires to Wilbanks at the free throw line. Back to Brady, wide open three, got it.
There we go, Brady.
Brady James for three, Willow back up by five. 35 seconds to go in the half. Dalton across the timeline. Feeds Merritt. Back to Dalton. Ava scored 79 points against Kabul last night. They've got 18 in the first half here. Up top. Henry to the free throw line, leaves it for Dalton with 16. Dalton fires to Merritt on the right side. Back up top to Swadesh with 10, to Dalton with 8. His pass tip, Merritt's got it baseline, runs into traffic, gives it to Dalton for the layup with 2, with 1. Colby from half court, it is good! Colby James, quiet. The Ava crowd with a half quarter to send us to the locker room. At halftime with Willow leading Ava 26-20. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Willow Bear Basketball on KUKU.
And welcome back to Ava as we are at halftime. The Willow Bears leading the Ava Bears 26-20 at halftime. And, wow, what a shot. To end the half, Bears were ahead by three with just, I don't know, there was like 2 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
Colby James from half court, nothing but net. Big three to end the half, and that put the Bears up by six, and I think that's their biggest lead of the night. Well, they were 9-2 at one time.
Their biggest.
So
lead.
Seven was their biggest. Anyway, Colby leads scoring for the Bears. He has 14, and Jace Rogers has 7. Brady James has 3. Stewart has 2 for the Bears. And for the Ava team, they have 8 field goals total in the first half, and they have divided them up equally between trays and deuces. They have 4 2-pointers and 4 3-pointers, and that all equals up to 20 points. And that's what they have. The one kind of revealing stat in the game, a couple of them actually, the Bears team fouls, they have 4. The Ava Bears have 1.
I can't remember a lower total of fouls in a game. I mean, we've called a lot of games this year.
One. One foul.
Hard to believe.
Anyway, also, Ava has another revealing stat. They have 10 turnovers
in the first half. The Bears have none. So, there you go.
Taking care of the ball, and really Ava had a lot of those turnovers in the first few minutes of the game. They had about six turnovers.
Yeah,
they did a better job of cleaning it up. And really, Willow's shooting percentage is not good in the first half. Ava playing kind of the style of game they want to play, zone on both ends and just kind of slow half-court sets. So Bears are going to want to speed it up, I'm sure, in the third quarter and get some more transition baskets going.
Right. Well, the Bears had some transition baskets that didn't go.
Yeah.
They had layups that they were missing. So it's just been kind of a frustrating half. But the Bears lead by six, 26-20.
Coming up the rest of the week for the Bears, Friday night, Willow will be back home at Mumford Gym, and it will be the Mountain Grove Panthers. And we've seen the Panthers a few times this year. They're a fun team to watch.
They are.
Coach O has them running up and down the floor. They've got a deep bench.
It's scary.
Better players in the conference in Henry. And, they can run and gun, and they'll turn the ball over 20 times and still just play wide open. So
yeah.
The Panthers will be in town on Friday. That should be a fun matchup for Willow. And then Saturday is a makeup game. The one game that got snowed out was the Gainesville Bulldogs. So Willow will travel to Gainesville on Saturday. JV start time is 1 o'clock on Saturday. So we'll be on the air probably a little bit after 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. For the Bears, the Gainesville Bulldogs, the Lady Bears, with a nice win over Mansfield last night, 74-51. Chloe Jones with 42 in that game as the Lady Bears moved to 13-9 on the season. And a good bounce-back win for the Lady Bears. Wednesday, tomorrow night, they'll play a rescheduled game against Norwood. And that's kind of a weird one. Varsity will start at 6 o'clock tomorrow with Willow and Norwood, and then they're going to play half of JV after that varsity game at 6. And then Thursday, the Lady Bears will be traveling to Hartville to take on the Lady Eagles. JV with a win tonight. They had a double-digit lead with about 2 minutes to go, but held on. 44-43 was the final. Our JV has played a lot of really close games.
Yeah, and lost most of them.
Yes,
but not tonight.
Lately, but picked up a nice win tonight.
It was.
And a good win for Coach Lee and the JV Bears.
The Ava Bears in that JV game, Ava coached their JV, well, whoever coaches their JV. But I noticed we got in right before the half, and they were putting on the press and forced some turnovers against the Bears. And they did the same thing at the end of the game and forced turnovers. And so they really had a pretty good game plan, but the Bears held on to win it.
We're just about ready for the start of the second half here in Douglas County. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUK.
And welcome back. We are set for the second half of basketball between Ava and Willow Springs, with the Willow Bears leading the Ava Bears 26-20. As we start this third quarter, Ava will have the ball.
Willow got out to a 9-2 lead in the first few minutes, and then things just kind of slowed down, but still leading by six here as we start the third quarter. Colby James with a half quarter to end the half, and that gave Willow some momentum going into the locker room. We'll see if that translates here in the third quarter. Ava will have the ball as we start the third. Donnelly to Isaac Dalton at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Silver is option. Finds Donnelly inside to Henry. Back to Dalton in the paint. Nice little shovel pass back underneath to Merritt, who lays it up and in. Ava goes to work quickly. Makes it a 4-point game. Colby into the front court for Willow. Ava's got plenty of time to get back and set up that defense, and that's been a key to all Ava staying in this ballgame. Rogers back to Colby. Free throw line jumper is good. Came out for a moment, pops back in, and Willow back up by 6, 28-22. Henry into the front court. Takes it to Donnelly. He'll give it to Dalton at midcourt. Dalton bounces it left side. Henry goes baseline, picks up the dribble, fires it back up top to Dalton. Donnelly in the corner, holds it above his head, dribbles with his left, picks up the dribble, checks underneath, And there's Holt. He's going to go baseline. Can't get a shot off. And his pass is tipped by Stewart into the hands of Wilbeck. Ahead to Colby. Colby to the free throw line. Jumper, good. Colby really pacing the Bears as Willow goes up by eight. It's their biggest lead of the night. Dalton to Henry. Back to Dalton in front of the bleacher. They leave it for Merrick. This pass underneath to Pesci. Lays it up and in. What I'm wanting to do, get it into the 6'3 junior, Frank Pesci. They've gotten some points in the paint. Pull it back to a six-point game with 6 minutes left to go third quarter. Rogers in the corner for Stewart. Aiden takes the dribble. Backs it off to Colby at midcourt. Runs the scorer's table. Stewart in the corner. Staying off of Aiden quite a bit, but not going to pull the trigger. Rogers on the right wing. Into the corner for Colby James. Colby pulls back for three. It's short. Rebound loose in the floor, and it's picked up by Dalton. Isaac crosses the timeline. Donley sends it into the corner for Henry. Goes baseline. Pass cut off. He'll lob it back out to Dalton. Merritt back to Dalton up top, being guarded by Rogers. He'll pull back for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped by Wilbanks to Stewart, who feeds it ahead to Colby James. Colby into the corner for Jace Rogers. Back to Colby. Open three is short. Rebound tipped by Wilbanks to Donley. Here comes Ava with another opportunity. 6 point lead for Willow. 5 minutes left to go third quarter. Henry lob it up top to Merritt. Underneath to Dalton. Dalton, big jump stop. Puts it up, missed it. Rebound tip, and Colby comes away with it. Spins it ahead. Brady's wide open under the basket. Layup is good. Great awareness by Colby James to see that his little brother had snuck ahead. And it's an 8 point lead for Willow. Dalton bounces it underneath, picked off by Wilbanks. They're going to say it hit his shoe.
I think they're right. It's just unfortunate. Bears had another turnover there.
It'll stay with Ava with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. Swadesh checks in. It'll be Grant Swadesh, two freshmen Swadeshes, Brock and Grant Swadesh on the roster. They'll bounce it underneath. Dalton at the free throw line. He'll dribble to the block, swing it out to Swadesh, open three, no good. Rebound is tipped. Wilbanks comes away with it. Gives it to Brady James. Brady on the left side. What's the defense? One arms it over to Colby. Colby into the corner for Stewart. Stewart looking underneath. He'll give it to Brady on the baseline. Can't get a shot off. Bounce it back to Stewart. Stewart with a head fake. Hands it to Wilbanks. Wilbanks to the block. Forces one up, and it's no good. Rebound underneath by Henry. Ahead to Dalton. Merritt. Pesci wide open under the basket. Lays it up and in.
That Bears went to sleep there. Let that easy basket get up to him.
And now Willow with an unforced turnover as Colby was trying to throw it ahead to Rogers. Jace wasn't ready for it.
That is the Bears' first turnover of the game.
Third Forest will take a timeout halfway through the third quarter. Willow leads Ava 32-26. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to...
.354 left to go in the third quarter. And the Bears from Willow lead the Bears from Ava 32-26. Ava will have the ball. As we resume action, as the Bears had their first turnover of the game, which gives the ball back to Ava.
Halfway through the third quarter, Swadesh finds Dalton at the logo. He'll go left side for Henry. Back door, Dalton tries to go baseline, pass cut off. Merritt got it at the free throw line, has it tipped away by Stewart, but Henry picks it up. Fires to Swadesh, looks inside to Pesci, gets it on the block, and then throws it out of bounds. No, they're going to say off of Willow. They're going to say Brady James tipped it. I didn't see that either. Again, we've got a really good vantage point up here. But Swadesh will inbound. Gives it to Merritt. Back to Swadesh. Holds it above his head. The freshman looks inside. They give it right back to Merritt. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Ava has played a slowdown, low-scoring game, just like they wanted to. Dalton, fadeaway jumper, missed it, rebound tip. Swadesh has it on the baseline. Give it to Merritt, puts it up, missed it, rebound tip, and Rogers comes down with it. Jace with a full head of steam. All the way. Jumper, missed it. From the right whipping, that's a money shot 90% of the time for Rogers. Misses it here. And Ava again with a chance to pull to within four. 2:45 left to go, third quarter.
Or three.
Yep. Merritt up top. Fires to Pesci over Wilbanks. Missed it. Braxton gets the rebound. Bears on the bullet there. Pesci had a good open look. Wilbanks up top to the free throw line. Spins it out to Brady James for three. Got it. Brady with his second tray of the night. And Willow, just like that, is up by nine. It's a low-scoring game, and when you hit a three, that just makes a big difference. Henry on the left side to Swadesh at the free throw line. As a poke, but gets it right back. Now Merritt takes off. He's going to be fouled by Stewart. That's our first foul of the quarter. Our fifth total foul in this ball game. That is just unheard of.
Second foul on Stewart. Wilbanks goes out. Brady Thompson comes in with 2:04 left in the quarter.
That's hard to believe that Aiden's got two of the five total fouls in this game. Swadesh will inbound. Colby takes it away. One arm bit too hard for his brother Brady. Tried to save it. Good idea, but there's turnover number two for Willow tonight. It's been an odd game. A lot of just weird things. And Ava trying to hang around, trailing by nine with 2 minutes left to go in the third. Swadesh on the left side. Up top to Merritt. As Ava works it around the arc. Get it underneath to Merritt, and there's Aiden's third foul. Six fouls in this game. Aiden's had three of them.
That's six fouls on the Bears.
There's six
only,
on the Bears. Okay.
Only one for Ava.
So seven total.
For the whole game?
Yeah, yeah.
This is a shooting? No, non-shooting foul.
Just the second team foul this quarter. Swadesh up top. Stewart will come out. Wilbanks is in. Swadesh has it tipped away by Colby into the bench. Ava will keep possession.
Strange game. You're right. This is not what I expected at all.
Swadesh inbounds to Merritt. Looks underneath. He'll lob it to Dalton. Dalton for the block. Has it tipped out of bounds. And Ava will try again. Active hands by Willow, but not able to come up with a turnover. Bears have done a pretty good job on Dalton so far. And really, Ava was just 26 points late in the third quarter. Dalton pulls back for three. No good. Rebound underneath. It's tipped. Swadesh has it. Puts it up. Missed it. Pesci has it. Put it up and in. Too many looks. And Ava back to within seven. 35-28 is the Willow lead. 1:10 to go third quarter. Colby will dribble at the logo. Coach Jenkins says, get up on him. Rogers left side. Back to Colby. Colby splits the defense. Rogers open three left side. No good. Rebound Wilbanks. Had him. He's got a guy on his back. And they're going to call a jump. Possession arrow will stay with Willow. Oh, my goodness. Coach Forrest wants an explanation on
that. Wow.
One foul on Ava in just about a three full quarters. Rogers to Wilbanks to Brady James to Rogers in the corner for three. No good. Rims out. Pesci with the rebound. 45 seconds to go in the third. Dalton across midcourt. Goes left side for Henry. Henry, one arms it to Merritt. Merritt inside. Pesci lays it up and in. 35-30, Willow by five.
That's their game plan, get inside to Pesci, I guess. And he's making the Bears pay.
Even not letting Willow get away. 5-point lead for the Willow Bears. 20 seconds to go in the third. Brady James in the corner to Wilbank. Braxton to the basket, lays it up. Missed it. Great move. Ball came out. 10 seconds left to go in the third. Swadesh goes baseline. puts it up by Wilbanks with four. Merritt, head fake, puts it up, and it's in.
So it's Ava's turn for the buzzer beater. It pulls the Ava Bears to within three, and we'll head to the fourth quarter with Willow leading Ava 35-32.
Back in 60, you're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter getting underway. It's a tight one. 35-32 is our score. Bears from Willow with the lead, but Ava hanging in there.
Good job by Coach Jenkins and the Ava Bears. Starting the fourth quarter, down by just one possession. Four wins this year by Ava, but they play everybody close. There's the fourth foul on Stewart as Dalton tries to drive in. And we've not had very many fouls in this game, but Aiden Stewart has got four of them. Oh, they've got him for three now? No, there's four. Thompson comes in, replacing Stewart. Merritt checks out for Ava. Heshey's been the guy that's really faced the Ava Bears here in the second half. Slottish inbound to Donnelly. Up top to Dalton. Dalton, nice pass underneath. Flip it back to Heshey, lays it up, missed it. Wilbanks with the rebound. Takes one dribble. Ahead to Colby James across midcourt. Colby left side. Gets it baseline. One on to Rogers. Chase, long three.